This is WHYY's Morning Edition. As theaters and arts organizations started developing online content during the pandemic, they began to expand and diversify their audiences. WHYY's Peter Crimmins tells us more.
Hope Pesner likes the theater, but she doesn't always like going to the theater. The resident of Elizabethtown in Lancaster County has Asperger's syndrome, a neurological condition on the autism spectrum that makes her hypersensitive to noises and crowds. So going out to see plays can be uncomfortable.
It can be very overstimulating. I get headaches. I start acting out. You know, I'm living moment to moment in my little Asperger's world, and I'm blocking out the noise that's bothering me, and I'm blocking out the people talking and the people wrestling, and, you know, all the noise around you can be very distracting.
If the COVID-19 pandemic has a silver lining, it could be the proliferation of online content that sprouted during the past year, giving access to the arts for people who might experience physical or financial barriers to theaters and museums. Pesner has been watching plays produced online by regional theater companies, like this version of Tales from Sleepy Hollow by the Harrisburg company Open Stage.
I've come early.
Nonsense. Early does not exist in the eyes of destiny.
Digital online plays started as a pandemic pivot, but some theater companies want to keep doing it after the pandemic lifts. The director of Philadelphia Theater Company, Paige Price, is seeing a fundamental shift in how theaters operate.
Every time we do a new digital production, we start from scratch. And it's not efficient, but what if we put it in the hands of the artists and let them be nimble and let them be creative and be able to pivot if, oh, we're shut down now. Okay, let's do a podcast or let's do an audio play. So we're tossing around all kinds of radical ideas that look nothing like a season we would have done in the past.
The changes that Price says are necessary in American theater are not just technical. Before the pandemic shutdown, the Philadelphia Theater Company had started addressing perceived racial biases in how it selects the plays it produces, work that has continued during the pandemic through virtual town halls and online industry conferences. This past year of downtime has given leaders of theaters and other cultural institutions time to consider issues of equity and access.
There's a pretty long history of arts and cultural organizations being run by people of privilege and wealth and power. There's a lot of people in Philadelphia who don't have that privilege and don't feel comfortable in those spaces.
John Orr is the director of Arts Reach, which advocates for the accessibility to Philadelphia cultural organizations.
The idea that museums or cultural organizations can be community hubs for people is only true if we create a neutral playing field for everyone in the city to go into those places. And right now, that's just not the case.
Many theater companies do not expect audiences to rush back into theaters until late 2021 or even 2022, which means audiences will have been away for almost 2 years. Nobody knows how audience expectations may have changed by then. Price says the future must include more diverse audiences while also assuaging longtime patrons that they won't be left behind.
The big guiding words for me right now are and share, right? So sharing power, sharing the diversity of programming that you want to offer, which we were already trying to do.
Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.